here at the microphones of Chocolat 3B, teachers and students of Springsteen School in New Zealand. How long do you do podcasts and how students and teachers are involved?
At Springsteen School, which is near Christchurch in New Zealand, we're a primary school, which is students from year 1 to year 8, which means 5-year-olds up to about 13-year-olds. I think we probably started podcasting about 3.5 years ago, towards the end of 2006, and I just came across the idea of podcasting and thought, what a fabulous way to share students' work, the learning that was happening in their classrooms. And so I thought I would find out how to go about it and make a start. And at that time I was just working with a small group of students once a week. I'm only at the school on a Wednesday, and my work is mainly the use of information technology and integrating that into the classroom. So with the small group I was working with, we did some work, made some videos, actually animations. If you look back on our podcast page, although unfortunately they aren't showing at the moment, something has gone wrong with Podomatic and it looks like those initial episodes have been lost from there. But we had a lot of fun doing some animations, and what a fabulous way to share that with other people. Everyone can see them on Podomatic. So that's about how long we've been doing it.
What are the main topics discussed in the podcast?
I've got a student with me, two students actually, Katina and Jana, who have done some of the more recent podcasts. It's actually me, I'm the one who puts the episodes up on Podomatic and writes a little blurb to go with each article, although children have written some of those. And so you can see the different children I've worked with and the different kinds of things happening at school. And yes, they certainly do like to have their work published online, and they love to get comments from people. I think they have a lot of fun actually creating the different episodes. And so I've actually got Katina is here and Jana, who did the episode Breaking News, an epidemic has hit Christchurch. So I'm sure they could talk to you about what they enjoyed doing with that. So here's Katina now.
Well, I really liked planning and just making the episodes. That was the fun part, and finding all the props and stuff that you've got to make the video, and making casting additions was really fun.
And what Katina was trying to do with Jana was to show, we had been learning about natural disasters, and one type of disaster, we'd heard about the swine flu, so they decided to choose an epidemic, and they wanted one way of teaching other people what to do or what not to do in an epidemic. And you can see the girls got quite a sense of humour showing through in their video.
What is the Team Endeavour, Venture, Enterprise, Icebreaker and Room 6?
Okay, Katina and Jana will explain to you what Team Endeavour and Team Enterprise, Team Venture, Team Pathfinders, Team Icebreakers are, because I think Luca was interested to hear what they were.
Well, the senior school has Enterprise, Endeavour and Venture, and they're all names from the old Star Trek series, the big motherships.
And Katina might explain also why the classes have got those names.
The classes have got those names to sort of bring a bond, with the classrooms and the teachers.
Okay, so it's instead of using room numbers.
Yeah.
And both these girls are on the student council, is that right?
Yeah, I'm the chairperson of the student council.
So they're leaders in the school, and so if you have any other questions about the school, they can answer that. But I think you were mainly interested in podcasting, and I think we're starting to move more to publishing our work on our class blogs, and the blogs have those names, Enterprise and Endeavour, etc. And so you will see a lot more of the students' own work on those rather than Podomatic with me putting the work up. It is easier thing to publish on the blog, and you can see. it gives them a chance to do a lot more of their own speaking.
What improvements have you noticed in your students when they do this activity?
Not quite hearing you there, but if you'd like us to talk about the topics, the girls can talk to you a little bit about the blog, the podcasts that they have made and the different ones, and then I can talk to you about some of the others. So, Jana, if you'd like to talk just a little bit about the breaking news one firstly.
Well, we were trying to say how the epidemic hits and like how we can be prepared for our topic was the disasters, and we chose the epidemic because it's not, nobody's really prepared for it. They will talk about the earthquakes and stuff, but they don't really think about all the flus that go around.
Yes, I think we have earthquakes in New Zealand rather like you have earthquakes in Italy, although I hope we don't have a disastrous one like you had a year or so ago. I'm just looking to see what other episode they've done. Kachina did one, the Spanish podcast. Kachina, can you talk about that?
We did Spanish because in the classroom at that time we were learning basic Spanish, and it's a lot like French and Italian, kind of. And yeah, we thought it would be nice for the rest of the school and other schools and people to learn what we were learning in class. And we actually gave a bit of a lesson in that podcast as well, which was really cool.
And she thinks she might be learning Italian next, so we can talk to you properly. We should be, I think. Everybody in the senior classes has to do some new language study each year. I think Spanish and French and Japanese tend to be the main languages learnt in schools here, and Maori. But it's only a taste of the languages just to get an idea, whereas I suspect probably in Italy everybody has to learn English. We really appreciate that, but we should make the effort to be able to speak your language as well. And then just looking down at the other podcasts, I think one of the ones I think is really great is the series we've got with children interviewing their grandparents about life in their primary school days. And I think those are quite special and a great way of recording past. And then we gave the parents the recordings on a CD and also published it online. So that was a really big inquiry project for those students to actually listen to their grandparents, ask the questions and interview them and record the findings. And we use GarageBand for our podcasts. That's where we record and edit them. It's very easy to use and it worked really well. We've also got some iMovie projects. We use Apple computers here. And Animal World was a great little project using iMovie. Students had to draw themselves in an environment with an animal and interact with that. It was actually quite hard drawing accurate pictures. Then we've got things like our Pet Day projects. We have annual Pet Day, and it's great for the community to see the things that have been happening on that day and the photos, and the children like to revisit that. We've also had a trial at Aesop's Fables. Children rewrote their own stories, drew the picture to go with it, and recorded into GarageBand. We've got a podcast about Wheels Day. That happens, girls, is that once a week, Wheels Day, or once a term?
It's once a week now. It's once a week now.
Once a week?
I don't think it's every day.
Jana, can you explain what Wheels Day is?
It's when the kids can have their scooters or skateboards or something on wheels, and they can play on them at break. And so, and all the kids get to play on their bikes and stuff, and it's a good treat for if you want.
Something they don't do every day because it could be a bit dangerous having all those people scooting around. We've got Room 3's inquiry outcome, Barrow and Bark Day from last year. They did a big inquiry about how to improve areas of school grounds, and they got to work with improving some of the gardening. And you can see some little videos. Did you do any of those too about inventions? No. Just did various inquiries that people do. Just letting the community know what's happening in the school. But as I say, the blogs are where it's all happening more now.
Do you like podcasts? What do you like best? Prepare episodes? Record microphones?
I see that you were interested in what improvements I might have noticed in students when they do blogging. I think they become very independent. I think their enthusiasm shines through. As I said, the girls have got a great sense of humour and some of the others that are doing it too. It teaches them to speak clearly and be aware of what's on the screen and how to send a message that's pictures and words and music combined and create a good impression and the most efficient way to do that. So I think they've become a lot more confident and creative from being able to do these. And I know Kachina is amazing with commenting on other people's blogs, and she does a wonderful job in encouraging other people with the publication of their work too. I can't quite hear what you're saying, but I can hear the word important in there. So I'm guessing what you're saying is I think podcasting is very important and publishing student work online is very important. And just reaching out further, for example, here we are talking to you in Italy. It's 9 a.m. here in New Zealand, 11 p.m. there for you. So it's still great that you've found us through our podcasts and made that connection. And that wouldn't happen if we were just putting work up on the wall in the classroom. We'll say goodbye for now. Thank you very much.
That's right!